Self-Evident is a podcast that is dedicated to speaking truths that were once self-evident and doing so in love. Hail and well met, everybody. Woo-hoo! My name is Jenna, and with me is my lovely guest host,
Rebecca Leland.
We are here to talk about another topic that has been on Rebecca's heart lately, where she just rattled off text to me being like, hey, I have like a whole bunch of things I've been chewing on recently, and yes, I would really like to get them out in form where I can record it. And then just, and someone asks me about it and I can just send them right over to that episode. It's beneficial for both of us. Praise like cross God. Promotion is amazing right Praise now. And God. I love it so much.
Me too.
What are we talking about?
All right. We're going to talk about how to let a man down. A man walks up to you at church. You had the feeling he might like you. He never said anything. You get the instant pit in your stomach.
Oh, no.
Butterflies. Oh, I don't know how to say it. I don't know what to say. I don't want to hurt his feelings, but also, like, I'm not going to go out with him. And he's like, hey, I have loved getting to know you. I want to ask you out. Deer in the headlights, what do you do? If we are going to be women of faith that believe in marriage, we should be prepared to walk down the path of marriage. And what that looks like is getting to know men. And what that looks like is going on dates. Yeah. But what that also looks like is being pursued by men that actually you won't go on dates with. As a woman, while it is not our job to pursue, biblically, it is our job to be pursued. How do we equip ourselves to be pursued well? Half of that is being able to give a hearty and excited yes. But I also think the other part of that that we don't talk about is preparing to say no.
Wow. So you just got the whole condensed episode right there in that little soundbite. So what do you mean when you're like, okay, there's a time and place to say yes to somebody. There's a time and place to say no to someone. Are we relying just on our instincts, on attractive level, et cetera, when we're just like, yeah, I can say yes to this person. I might not end up with him, but, you know, I'll go on a date and see. Because that's where actually I was. And I think a lot of Christian women today are scared of letting people down.
Mm-hmm.
It's sinful.
Uh-huh. It's toxic empathy.
So I'm so grateful that God has put the women around me that he has that have coached Amen. Me into this. Amen. And the brothers in Christ that have listened to my heart and then been able to coach me in the right direction and point me to Christ. The best thing that I can do for a Christian man is to tell him, no, any man, is to be able to be as open with them as humanly possible and as honest with them as humanly possible. Will it hurt them in the moment? Probably.
Yeah.
They'll get over it.
Yeah. No, that's a, and like, you, like, that's a huge takeaway is like, if you're not their person, tell them.
Yeah. Stop wasting their time.
No, because like we joked, like if you date someone, you break up, they might be dating someone in the next 2 months, you know, like, and that's a good thing because that's what you want for them. And I think it's just the world we're living in, right? I think as women, we have this false humility in some ways. You are beautiful. And of course, a man, a godly man, sitting across from a godly woman that he finds attractive, of course, he's going to be getting closer to you. The problem was you did not want to be pursued. It's give a guy a chance, but are you going to give him a chance? So if there's a guy who comes up to you and you are neutral, you don't really know, I would encourage, if he's a man of God, you're attracted to him, he seems to be attracted to you, it is not harmful to go on a date. If there's a man that you have like real reservations about, then that's when you let them down. Because it's better to not lie to people. And I think we know that in our heads, but we don't know it in our hearts. And we would rather not offend them. And we'd rather not have that hard conversation when in reality, that's loving. It is loving to say, I don't want you to spend blank amount of money sitting across from me, having your hopes up, because I do want you to find your wife. And I think like, first and foremost, when it comes to a guy coming up to you that you're going to say no to, have your list. Have your list of what you're going to say and then the order you're going to say it.
Okay.
You ready for a list?
I'm so ready for a list. So this I'm sat.
This is a list. I'm sat and tuned in. First and foremost, he comes up to you. He asks you out. I think the best rule of thumb is to thank him off the bat.
Oh, absolutely.
And like, you're like, okay, thanking. I would express your honor for him asking you out. Because what he did was so counterculture. We talked about in another episode, there's 47% of Americans who are single is because of the innate, and I've talked to a lot of my guy friends who are Christian, fear of
rejection.
Rejection.
Oh yeah.
Men are more afraid of you than you are of them. And especially in today's climate, that's crazy to say, but they are frightened. You are thanking them for having the gall and the guts to pursue a woman. Thank you for doing this. Like, thank you. And like, also, they think you're cute. And like, that's nice.
What? It's, me?
They think who, you are me? Worth pursuing. And just because you're not their person, you know that. They don't know that. We have to communicate that in a second. But I want to thank you. Like, thank you for asking me out.
Absolutely.
This is all coming from experience. I've only ever let down two men. First guy didn't go well because I was very shocked. And I was like, well, I'd like someone else, but maybe in the future. That's a horrible thing to sell someone. Horrible. Because you're keeping them, literally screening them along. That's a lie. Because if it's a no, let your no be no. Your yes be yes. Dare I say. Biblical. So thank them. Thank you for asking me out. Okay. So that seems simple and it seems very easy. And yeah, it kind of gets you in a gear of like, them in a good spot, you in a good spot. And also
being gracious too.
Yes. Yeah. Like, say thank you. That's like, isn't that just like innately, like as children? I think basically if we all just went to preschool for a year, we'd all relearn all the things that we were supposed to know.
But we're also taught by culture and by Hollywood, et cetera. Like the one scene that comes to mind every Give single time where like a girl is rejecting a guy. Have you ever watched Clueless?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's like that one scene where it's a retelling of Jane Austen's Emma. And it's like this girl is walking down.
I was
2 days
old when I realized that. That's so cute.
It's amazing. It's such an interesting way to retell it.
Yeah.
And she's walking along and this guy comes around her, you know, like puts his arm over her shoulder and he's like, hey, let's cook him good. And she shoves him and she's like, oh my gosh, ew, as if. Yeah. I quote that all the time. Love it. Not in that context, yes, but that is the way culture has kind of trained women, yep, to respond to someone that, yep, we don't want asking, yep, us out.
Yeah.
Being like, you are beneath, yep, me, as, yep, if I would deign, yep, to give you my, wow, presence for like, yes, half an hour.
Yeah.
That's not biblical.
Nope.
That's, amen, not how God has designed women to,
amen,
operate, to, amen, talk.
Amen.
It's icky. It's gross.
Disgusting. And it's not respecting them as a human just because they're not someone that you would be equally yoked with in that sense
or have a good conversation with,
right,
et cetera.
And that's like, okay, yes, that's okay,
happens. Yes.
And just because they didn't see that, okay, you get to be the bearer, you get to be the bearer of that news. How are you going to bear that? How are you going to give that to them? Oh yeah, that's so true. And how, yeah, we think like, oh, didn't you see this? Didn't you see us? No, they're a man. They think differently than we do.
Yeah.
They saw a beautiful thing and they prayed and maybe God was like, hey, I give you some courage. Mm-hmm. They went up and they pursued this beautiful thing.
Yeah.
You as the beautiful thing, now it is your job. It is your job to be pursued or to stop that pursuit.
Exactly. Another great scene that comes to mind for me is in Legally Blonde, of all things, where Reese Witherspoon, you know, she's walking away and she's in the middle of realizing like her whole life has been, yeah, a lie, where she's just been like this preppy little,
yeah,
girl that does parties and, yeah, all and everything and only pursues one person. And when she realizes that person's not good for her,
yeah,
and she hears one of the other nerdy law students ask another girl out, and she's walking away and hearing this girl go, ew, people like me don't go out with people like you. That is so disgusting. And she cringes because she knows that she's done, yeah, that before as well. Of course, she turns around then. It was like one of the greatest scenes. But why would you do that to someone? Yep. Like
the power
it strokes,
you have.
It strokes your ego. That's never good in the long run.
Amen. Because it's doing nothing. Like you just took a opportunity and you wasted it.
Oh,
you condemned him. So if you do that to a man, he is now way less likely to ask out a girl again because, yeah, you are feeding the fear. Mm-hmm. As Bible believing women, we should believe what the Bible says. You have not been given a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and of love and of self-control. So we should be using our ability as women to encourage these young men. I'm not encouraging them to continue pursuing you. That's, no, not what you're doing. No. But you are not to be a stumbling block in their pursuit of another woman. No. You now know that them asking you out and you not wanting to go out with them, their wife is somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Now it's your job to encourage in this moment. And like, how are you going to encourage,
absolutely,
them?
Absolutely.
And going. I think clarity is kindness.
Yes. So you said be gracious. So thank them.
Thank them. Thank you so much for asking me,
right,
out. I am so honored that, right, you would ask me
Such
out.
Such a flattering thing to say.
Thank you so much for, right, asking me out. So I'm not interested in going out. Something I wrote down is over clarity is unkind. We are, okay, not saying, so the reason I don't want to go out with you is because you're socially awkward. You're that is not it.
Okay.
I actually am I'm a big believer in not getting the reasons why someone didn't go out with you because those are their reasons, not yours. God will convict you of things that you need to be convicted of,
ooh,
through your close friends, your family, your, mm-hmm, pastor, your Bible.
So would you say then that's a red flag when someone turns around and be like, So then why didn't you want to go out with me?
I wouldn't say it's a red flag because I've totally done that before. I like some, yeah, someone said, hey, we're not going to go out anymore. I'm not going to pursue you. And I like asked if we could call and we called and I was like, we were on the phone. And I was like, so tell me all the reasons. Tell me all of them now. It is a unhealthy way of getting about it. If there are reasons, go ask your family, go ask your friends. It is not that person's job to tell you the reasons they weren't going to pursue you. Cause again, that's between them and the Lord. Unless it's like, hey, you're not a believer. You know what I mean? Like maybe work on that.
You shouldn't be out with them.
See, that's on them again.
Yeah.
So I just think it's never that person's job. It's never your job to tell that man, and here are the reasons I'm not fit for you. He doesn't need to know why he's not fit for you. He needs to go find a woman he's fit for.
Right.
So I would say, be clear about you. Hey, you know, I'm not interested in going out. You don't need to say why. You don't need to preface.
Here, I want to do a little caveat here. So when you're saying no to them, are you saying, so I do not want to go out with you? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because do not say, I don't want to, I'm not in the dating, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to date. Because if you want to pursue someone, and church is a great place to do that. Yeah. If a guy asks you out, okay, you just lied. Do not lie to this man. That's, again, why it's just biblical. So you're saying, you know, I'm not interested in you. I thank you so much. I'm not interested in you. I think be clear, be honest. Guys will say like, okay, think about it or maybe pray about it. You have the ability. If you want to, you can. Heaven forbid, we pray about something for a second. So you could say, you know what? Sure. I can pray about it. I'll tell you next week. This happened to me at church. A young man asked me out. I was not interested. And he was like, never, like, I pray about it, pray about it. And I was like, okay, I can pray about it. And I came back the next week and I pursued him. I found him. I said, hey, can we talk for a second? Prayed about it. And I'm still not interested. Thank you so much again for asking me out though. It makes it hard, but I think it gives them some maybe honor. But if you're for sure no, then just say no. Like, no, thank you so much. But again, like, just be clear on that no. It is a no and it's okay that it's a no. But you already thanked them. You were very clear. And then boundaries if necessary. You know what I mean? So it's, you know, are we going to be friends? Are we your brother and sister in Christ? Those are two very different things, but it's simple. Like, it's just say thank you and be clear. Practice if you need to. Like, if you have a buddy, a little friend, be like, hey, can we practice you asking me out and me trying it?
Absolutely.
Because when I tell you, this is not easy. Like, I'm Rebecca Jean Leland. I love chatting. I love talking with people. My stomach was churning and I was so nervous, but it's because I cared about that man. And just because he's not my man, I don't want to hurt him. He's my brother in Christ. And God bless him for asking me out. And I just kept thinking, and I told him, I said, I don't know how I said it without being demeaning, but I said something to the effect of like, thank you for your courage in asking me out. Like, I know that it's hard to ask a woman out, and I'm not saying I'm all that, but like, I want to thank you for asking me out. Like, I'm actually so honored. You don't have to go into it. You don't have to give them the whole spiel. You know, it is the desire of my heart to be married. Just because you're not the one doesn't, you know, you don't have to go into that. But again, just thank them so much for asking. Be clear, honor them in that. Stop thinking of yourself. Think of them, because this isn't about you. You're not going to date them. It's not about you. It's about them. How can you uplift them in this moment? And if it's a guy from church, you're going to see him again. If it's a guy around, you're probably going to see him again. If you're never going to see him again, if he's a Christian, you are going to see him again in heaven. Be aware of it. Don't be so self-seeking. I think we're so, like you said, eyes on us. Like, oh, we would never go out with him. So now it's about me. I feel uncomfortable. That's about you again. Just be outward and be utilize that opportunity that God has given you to exhort his man of God. Like, that man God created. And like you said, he's an image bearer. And Lord willing, he's going to be a husband. How can you help him in that?
Absolutely. I will say there are going to be the times where a young man is going to react poorly to you turning him down.
Oh, yeah.
Those situations are pretty hard to deal with. So you do have to be aware, like, even if you do reject in a way, like, I followed the protocol. God bless my parents. Like, they make sure that never be mean to somebody that, you know, this is an honor that they're interested in you.
Yeah.
They hammered that into me. And I'm so grateful that they did, because I was able to say, I don't know why.
Yeah.
Praise right, God. Right, like right, that somebody yes. thinks yes. that I'm, yes. I'm interesting. Thank you, but no, thank you. So there will be people that you're going to say thank you, but no, thank you to.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to turn around and they're going to paint you and make you look like you're the villain in this story. Like, mm-hmm. well, she said that this and she said that. I know you've had experience with that where it's like, wow, so they're the reason that this relationship didn't work out. And it's because of their pride and they're too immature to think this. So there will be people like that. Your job is not to try to circumvent that. Your job is just to remain faithful the way God has called you to act and live. And if they start complaining about you and start painting, like, God will be faithful. You know, he will fight your fights. So Your job is to remain gracious and remain humble, but be clear.
Amen. And like God's got, and like you said, God's got you. And even if they do paint you negatively, I've had like one big breakup. And I think it was really bad when we broke up. It was very sad. And it was very, we were both like hurt. And it's been so cool to see how God has refined both of us because we both love Jesus. He's a great guy, not my guy. And it's so cool to hear. It was even interesting to hear like 2 months, 3 months after, we did just a little touch point about kind of where we were at. And the Lord just worked on his heart. And the Lord just worked on my heart separately. And not to bring us together, but to bring us closer to him. And that's like the hope of any situation you walk into. It's okay, I'm going to do the best what I have as a woman. However they take it, pray that God would use this to work on them. Like God loves to heal in the hurting. And that's where God does some of his, I mean, most of his most incredible work, because we are so tender. It's the place that we just find ourselves so broken that God just, it does the healing. We are like, you know, our pride is taken down. So if that does happen, again, don't be scared of that. Hey, that's going to make him a better man of Christ and actually probably get him closer to his wife. I'm here to help you. You know what I mean? So don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of that. And then for yourself too, like, let God work. Let God take away things that he needs to take away in your heart and your pride. If you did feel that twinge, you know, of like, oh, why is he asking me out? You know, or also like, let God use that man as an encouragement to you that, oh, there is a guy. There are men who think I'm beautiful. Like, just like, let God use that. You know what I mean? Don't get in your own head.
And don't look at the relationship as all negative.
No,
either.
No, yeah. No.
And that's something that I've realized too, where if you come in contact with someone who had asked you out and you know, you're like,
yeah,
I didn't know you were interested in me and yeah. I'm not interested in you. Yeah. So thank you. But no,
right.
You don't have to act awkward around them. No. I just found this out recently where, you know,
I just found this out really recently. I was like, did wait, we know? Don't have to be weird.
That's crazy.
I love it.
Yeah. You have to get over yourself yeah. in those awkward moments 100%. As well too, where men get over things. And sometimes men get over things very, very quickly. You got to get out of your own head by overthinking. Be like, wow, I've ruined this man's life. Like, this person is never going to forgive me. Yes. I am like, what did I do?
I was the best thing that ever came into his life. But now he doesn't have me. What's going to happen? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
And we tell ourselves that.
From my mind. Yes. Yeah, I've thought before. Yes.
Like, I've destroyed this person's life.
Yeah. 2 months later, dating.
Yeah. Like, they're fine. They're fine. I yeah. promise you they will Amen. Be fine. Amen. And in the long run, so will you. Because Amen. That strengthened your character.
Yep.
That showed you just exactly how a woman of God is supposed to respond to Amen. Something. Or if you didn't act graciously in that yep. moment, you now know what to do better Amen. In the future.
Amen.
So they're all, God will always use those moments in your life to further your reliance on him Amen. And to also strengthen your faith and help you know like how to interact with the other sex more.
Yes, 100%. And like, I think like you said, they're your brother in Christ first. They're not your ex.
No.
Like they're your brother in Christ first. They're not your, the guy who asked me out.
Yeah.
Like you are not.
Don't classify like them
no.
like that.
Again,
no.
not biblical. God doesn't see us uh-huh. as a dirty, rotten sinner. Yeah. He sees us as a child of God if we have accepted yeah. Jesus Christ as our savior. So take a backseat. Take yep. a second. Take a hot minute.
Take a chill pill.
Treat that man
you're not all that
like a brother
more.
In Christ. No. Amen. Oh, I love that. Yeah. Like dare I say, take a thought captive. Take a thought captive, sister.
Whoa. I wild.
Know. I know.
So I think this kind of wraps up our little
We're
episode.
So ready. If anyone wants to ask us out, we are available and we are prepared. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to say yes or?
Thank you, but no.
That was ready?
Yeah.
So you know where we're at.
I did not know she would do that. That is, wow, look at us, guys.
I felt like that was like the perfect ending to it. Just like, yeah, now we're ready to be asked out. And hopefully you are too. You feel more prepared to, if a guy does ask you out, get out of your own head. Stop being selfish. Don't be prideful. Think of him as a brother in Christ. Think of yourself as a way and a woman who can encourage him on his path to his
Amen.
Wife. Because you know that he doesn't know yet that you are not his wife.
Thank you so much for this very
thank
interesting
you.
Conversation, Rebecca.
Thank you for your honesty.
And thank you all for listening. Hopefully this episode was an encouragement to you. And until we meet again, let us firmly rely on the protection of divine providence. This is Self-Evident.